You're listening to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast, the official Saints podcast of Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jason, and this week we've got Pick'ems.
It's time to play the game. Put your money on the table. Come on.
Is it time to play the game?
Oh, it's already been played. Okay. Jeff is skiing somewhere, so we don't have the updated standings. He never sent them to us. I don't
have Jeff.
I don't think I had a good week last week. I didn't even want to look at it. James was the only one to win with Carolina beating Atlanta. So congrats to you on that, James.
Fuck James and Atlanta.
But looking ahead to this week, it's an interesting week because you've got a couple games on Saturday, then you got the normal Sunday slate, but then Christmas Day is Monday, and there are three games on Christmas Day, so the games are all over the place. But really, there's a lot of bad games this week. You got a bunch. I mean, the quarterback play, all the injuries, it's been kind of dicey. We do have a couple of games, but this week we're actually going to go with a double dose of shitty games of the week because that's kind of where we're at. So our first game, we will start off the Cleveland Browns coming off a late win at home against the Bears. The Bears had a Hail Mary that the receiver should have caught, didn't. They won 20-17, so they're sitting there at 9-5. They traveled to Houston to play a Texans team that came back to beat Tennessee last week in overtime. Despite not having C.J. Stroud, they had to go with Case Keenum, and they won 19-16 over Tennessee. So they're sitting there at 8-6, so their playoff hopes are still alive. This game is in Houston. And the Texans are getting one at home. So I would imagine that Stroud will be back this week. But I mean, Cleveland, despite I don't know who quarterback them.
Joe Flacco.
Oh, Joe Flacco.
Wow. 40-year-old Joe. Man, I'm riding with Flacco, baby.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Cleveland too. Their defense is pretty damn good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Cleveland as well. All right, now we got a couple of really, really good games this week. The Dallas Cowboys coming off just a discouraging loss in Buffalo Sunday night, 31-10. I mean, they're a bad road team, but they're still sitting there 10-4. They travel to Miami to play a Dolphins team that just crushed the Jets this week, 30-0. They love beating up on bad teams. They're also at 10-4. This game's in Miami. Dolphins are favored by 1.5. So this is a big game for the Dolphins. They've been beating up on the bad teams, but they've kind of struggled against the good teams. And you could kind of say the same thing about Dallas outside of the Philly win 2 weeks ago.
I think the weather's going to be better in Miami than it was in Buffalo.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think this is a pure pick'em game, so I'm just going to go I'm going to take points. I'm going to take the Cowboys getting the points from Miami.
I'm going to go with the home team.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins as well.
I think Tyreek Hill's supposed to be back this week, so I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, huge difference. And Mostert just putting fantasy teams on his back once again.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's him and McCaffrey both got 20 touchdowns this year, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Man, that's just one more than what Jamal Williams had last year. Oh. Two more than what Jamal Williams had last year.
Fucking 20 more than he's got this year.
Yeah. It sure is.
All right, and now we get our game of the week this week. The Baltimore Ravens coming off a win in Jacksonville last week, 23-7. They're sitting there at 11-3. They travel to San Francisco to play everybody's hottest team right now, the 49ers, sitting there at 11-3. They beat the Cardinals last week, 45-29. A couple of MVP candidates on their team, looking to lock up the one seed, a rematch of the Super Bowl that was here in New Orleans in 2012.
And potentially the preview, Super Bowl preview. Right. I mean, these are the two teams that everybody's like, those two teams are better than everybody else, and then there's the other teams right now.
Yeah. So yeah, both teams are 11-3. It's in Frisco. The 49ers are favored by 5.5.
That is so many points for us. Like, I'm gonna take the points again. I think the 49ers are the better team, but that's just so many points. I'm gonna ride with the Ravens.
Too many points, Ravens, please.
It's a Baltimore handshake. I'm taking the Ravens also.
I thought that you thought when you were gonna read out that line, it was gonna be maybe 3.5. Maybe. And I thought that was probably going to be too high, but yeah, 5.5. I actually think Baltimore might win the game.
Oh, I definitely think they can win the game, but just everybody just assumes the 49ers are clearly the best team in the league right now.
I mean, they just give up. They just get, how many, was it 29 points to the Cardinals?
29 Arizona. Yeah, to a bad Arizona team. So, yep. All right. So now all the good games are out of the way. Now here's your lump of coal in your stocking for the double dose of shitty games of the week.
The double decker.
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose, and we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay, 'cause we all know who brightens up our holiday. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, small and brown, he comes from you. Sit on the toilet, here he comes, squeezing tween your festive buns. A present from down below, spreading joy with a howdy ho. He's seen the love inside of you, 'cause he's a piece of poo. Sometimes he's nutty, sometimes he's corny, he can be brown.
We will start off. As aforementioned, Arizona Cardinals coming off that loss against the 49ers this week. They traveled to Chicago to play the Bears, who lost. Tough one against the Browns, 2017, so they're sitting there at 5-9. This game, you know, a lot of debate on what Chicago's going to do in the offseason with Fields and the draft pick that they're getting from Carolina. It's in Chicago. Bears are favored by 4.5. A lot of points for a bad Bears team.
It is, but I'm still taking the Bears. It's going to be freezing in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bears.
It's the matchup of the short, quick running quarterbacks, isn't it?
Just to be clear, it's not going to be freezing. It's going to be 39, which is 7 degrees above
just 7
freezing.
Degrees above freezing. Okay. Yeah. Important distinction to make there.
I think Chicago wins. Give me the points. And then our final game, the coup de grace, the shitty game this week. The Washington Commanders coming off a loss last week to the Rams. They sit there at 4-10. Their quarterback situation is dicey. They brought in Jacoby Brissett. Their coach is going to be fired at the end of the season. They traveled to New York, where the Jets team, they got shut up the Dolphins 30-0 last week. I don't know who the hell is going to quarterback there this week. Somehow the Jets have 5 wins this year. I don't know how. This game's in New York. Jets are favored by 3. It's bad all the way around.
I genuinely don't know who to pick in this one.
I'm gonna go with the points. That's the only thing I think.
I'm taking Washington for sure.
Yeah, who is going to be quarterback for the Jets? And does it really matter?
These are bad teams.
Who is going to be the quarterback for the New York Jets? I'm just having a look now.
Oh, it's Simeon.
Oh,
oh, Trevor Siemian. Oh, yeah.
Saints legend, Trevor Siemian.
Washington, please.
Wow. All right, so there you have it for Christmas week pick-ems. You got the Browns at the Texans. Texans are getting one at home. Cowboys at the Dolphins. Dolphins favored by 1.5. The Ravens at the 49ers. Niners favored by 5.5. Cardinals at the Bears. Bears favored by 4.5. And then the Commanders at the Jets. Jets are favored by 3 for your double dose of the shitty games of the week. So make sure to get your pick'ems in. Get them locked in. I don't believe that I picked a game on Saturday. So you have time. Yeah, I didn't pick a Saturday game. So you got time. If you're a little late, you can still get it to us Sunday morning. But those are your picks this week. And we want to thank everybody for listening to Pick'ems. And thanks for keeping it going. We only have a few weeks left to Pick'em. So somebody's got to try to beat the mailman. I doubt it'll happen. But, hey, just at this point, just try to get above 500 like the Saints. Just fight to get above 500. You never know what'll happen. So with that, I will say bye-bye, donkeys. Bye bye, double decker donkeys.
Ho ho ho. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 dawn on they send, dawn without end. Their trouble turn to every home. Dark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, ding dong and clang. On they send, on without end. Their joyful tone to every home. Ding dong, ding dong. Good.
The Dome Patrol Podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.